tell me that you went home and swiped a ball that was signed by Babe Ruth, and you brought it out here and actually played with it?
Yeah!
Are you one of those people that has to know how much the Babe Ruth ball is actually worth?
I was gonna bring it back,
but it was signed by Babe Ruth!
You keep telling me that. Who is she?
Well, don't touch that dial, because today is your lucky day.
The Sultan of Swat!
The King of Crack!
The Colossus of Clout!
The Colossus of Clout!
Babe Ruth!
It's time for Sports Collecting with Tom Morgan. Sponsored by ERCDelivery.com and Huggins and Scott Auctions.
The Great Bambino!
Here's Tom Morgan.
Good morning, everybody. I'm Tom Morgan with Vince Clementi of ERC Delivery, Bill Huggins of Huggins and Scott Auctions, and our producer, Adam Abdallah. We're on every Sunday morning from 7 to 8 a.m. Central Time, taking your questions about the value of your collectibles. It can be sports collectibles, pop culture, political items, whatever you have. If you think you have some value, give us a call at 312-332-3776. We'll try to give you the best estimate we can give you of what your item might sell for in a current auction. And Vince Clementi from ERC Delivery, what are we giving away this week?
We're going to give away a box of Leaf Ultimate Golf.
Leaf Ultimate Golf from 2012. I think that has three autographs per box.
Yeah, I've opened up a few of those boxes and hit a few, so it's a good product.
Pretty nice.
And if you're the winner, email me, Vince at ercdelivery.com. I'll get back to you and set up a delivery at your convenience free of charge.
And Bill Huggins is back with us from Huggins and Scott Auctions. How was your off week, Bill?
Well, it went fine. We had Easter with the family and everything, and I guess Josh filled in pretty admirably for us.
Yes, he did a great job. Things went pretty smoothly, so, but it's good to have you back.
Yes, good to be back.
Now, I guess tomorrow night, I think, at HugginsandScott.com, the June items will be listed on the Huggins and Scott website, according to Josh, but he sent me a few other items that are going to be in the auction. The June auction starts, I believe it goes from June 2nd to June 12th.
Yeah.
Okay. And one of the things, this is kind of neat. I actually have a story to go with this. A Babe Ruth signed 1944 NBC radio contract signed George H. Ruth. I actually had a customer came in a few years ago into Triple Crown in Naperville, and he had a Babe Ruth single sign baseball, and he actually got that from Babe Ruth. I think he said it was his Cub Scout troop went to Babe Ruth's radio show. And Babe Ruth, they had some deal where whoever told Babe Ruth, like, the best story or the best question would get a Babe Ruth signed baseball. And this kid, he told me the story, if I can remember it right, he said something to the effect, "Babe, how can there be three singles, two walks, and a double in one inning, and not one man scores?" And Babe's like, "Oh boy, that's a good one, son. I don't think that's even possible." And he goes, "It's in a women's game." And Babe was like, "Oh, that gets you the baseball." So I got the baseball authenticated for him and sold it through T Crown. Oh. It was pretty beat up, but another T Crown customer actually bought it a few years ago. And just the story of how he got it made it, to me, that added to the ball.
That probably sets up his life to know he's the guy that, you know, has that ball with that story, and just, that's awesome.
And at that point, at one time, I went back to see if I could find a file of Babe Ruth's radio shows, and at the time, I found one and listened to a little bit of it, but then I could never, you know, I forgot about it for a year or so, went back to try to find it again, and I could never find it. So that's something we'll have to search for, is clips from the Babe Ruth, the Bambino radio show.
Oh, yeah. I'll tell you, Tom, a lot of the people who bid in our auctions on unique items like that, they want to know the story behind it. They're as intrigued by where did this item come from as they are the item. I mean,
true.
Tell the story. Make something up if you have to. Tell the story, you know.
Well, the more info that you have on it, the better it is.
Yeah.
Uh-oh. Is this the opening?
This is the open I found online.
Okay, what?
That's cool.
Welcome to...
Sponsored by Lucky's.
Lucky Strikes.
Have a smoke, kid.
Yeah. I've got on the wall a Tea Crown, Adam. I think it's from the back. I don't know if it's an old Sports Illustrated, but they've got all the, like, six or eight baseball players, Ted Williams and Stan Musial, and they're all smiling. They've got just headshots of them going around the border of it, and you can see where they, like, painted in the cigarettes in there, you know, for the Lucky Strike ad or whatever it was.
It's a much different time.
Yeah, you wouldn't see that happening now, that's for sure. Well, the number here is 312-332-3776. I'm Tom Morgan with Vince Clementi of ERC Delivery, Bill Huggins of Huggins and Scott Auctions, and our producer Adam Abdallah taking your questions about the value of your items, and we're giving away a box of Leaf Ultimate Golf to one caller, or if you tweet me a question or an item that we use on the show. And actually, we got a couple interesting items. Here's one. Bill Huggins, you're going to have to give your educated guess on this one. I get a tweet from a guy. I don't know if you heard about this, but I'll tell you the story afterwards of what it is. He goes, Tea Crown Tom, food for thought. What would a cake of a historic landmark made by a famous cake maker fetch at auction pre-dumpster? Okay. No, the story that goes with this, there was something in the newspaper for the Cubs' 100-year anniversary game. I guess they had some huge Wrigley Field cake made up. And it looked great. Who knows what it had to have cost thousands of dollars. And I think it got sent to a museum or something, or they were thinking then when it was all done for the display day, they were thinking of eating it, but it was outside. So they were sending it somewhere. It ended up in a dumpster. And of course, so somebody found, you know, and somebody did a report about it, took a picture of it or whatever. But Bill, now what do you think? That Wrigley Field cake, is there any, I don't know if there's even any way that you can preserve a cake, but if you could, what would
well,
that
be? Well, I mean, I don't know how many cakes we've ever sold in our auction.
Yeah, right.
I guess maybe, you know, Joe DiMaggio's wedding cake or something.
Oh, my gosh, with Marilyn Monroe and Joe DiMaggio. Yeah, it would have to somehow have a signed item with it, though. Boy, have you ever had the two of them signed baseball? I saw one of those sell. I think it was over $100,000
wow.
for a DiMaggio Marilyn.
No, but, you know, we did have one of the chalice. From their wedding, running the little glass or whatever that they would drink a toast out of. Oh yeah, we sold one of those in our auction. Believe it or not, it sold for about $4,000, and for some reason the guy who won it didn't pay for it. Something happened and he couldn't pay for it, so we put it back up again. The guy who could sign it was really disappointed. He was thrilled that it sold for $4,000, and he was like, oh, now what's it going to get? We put it back up. It sold for
$14,000. Oh,
nice.
My gosh. You're kidding.
No, I mean, that's in our archives. You could look that up.
Wow. He must have been ecstatic going from the low. It's kind of like following my fantasy team. Right now it's at a low. And now we got a call here from the Lantern, and I got to talk to the Lantern about his Mets. Lantern, what's going on there, Lantern?
What's happening?
Hey, now, what have you and your stupid Mets done to my Curtis Granderson? Once again, they pick up a guy who, you know, he's obviously not on the upswing of his career, but he shouldn't be washed up at this point, right? He's
right.
got two game-winning hits, and I think those might be his only two hits of the year. What's going on, Lantern?
Well, all I could say is welcome to the Mets.
Yeah. <Wow. laughs> I bet Rodney wouldn't be happy with that. He was probably a Mets fan.
Tell you, my wife, she used to be afraid of the dark. Then she saw me naked. Now she's afraid of the light.
Okay, what item do you have? A Sheffield item,
Rodney, or
Lantern?
Yeah, I got a – he was doing something when he was on what he was calling, I guess, the Road to 500 when he was with the Tigers. I got a game-used shoe signed by him.
Now, Bill Huggins, what does Sheffield, he's kind of been on the outskirts of the, I don't know if he was ever actually accused of performance enhancers, but he's always been kind of tied in with it. If I don't, first off, I guess he's going to have to make the Hall of Fame. I don't know if he will, but does his game used equipment go for anything?
Yeah, I mean, he still sells. You're right. I think he's sort of on the border as to whether or not, I don't know what, when his eligibility comes up, whether he'll be voted in or whether he'll be shunned like the others are.
Yeah, I think it's got to be, if not this year or next year, it's got to be coming soon. So
but, I mean, that shoe's probably, you know, 250 to 750, somewhere best and worst day.
No, that's not bad. How'd you come across that, Lanner?
I picked it up at one of the conventions at Rosemont, actually, from a buddy of mine.
He was just giving away Sheffield.
No, I paid for it.
Okay. Hey, Leonard, would you like a Sheffield shoe? Oh, sure, yeah, I'll have one of those.
Hey, Tommy, did you see the Bears schedule?
Do they play the Jets this year?
They do, game 3.
Oh, that goes back to where you originally got the Green Lantern nickname, remember? Ernie was the producer, and we had the bet going who was going to win, the Bears or the Jets. And, you had to wear a Bears helmet to work.
No. I had to sing that Bears song on the radio.
Yeah. And the reason, Vince, the reason he got the Green Lantern name, it's like, well, how does that give him the Green Lantern? They had a wide receiver whose nickname was Green Lantern.
Wayne Krabat.
And the Jets were driving, and for some reason he decided to play Superman and try to leap over a Bears defender, fumbled, the Bears got it, and ended up winning the game.
Cool.
From that point on, the Green Lantern was the Green Lantern.
Gotcha.
So for those listeners who are wondering, that's how the Green Lantern got his nickname. Okay, Lantern, thanks for the
Tommy.
Call.
All right, bye.
Now, speaking of fantasy, Vince, is there anybody, you know, I just look at my team, so as far as I'm concerned, nobody's having a good season in baseball. There's got to be people having, who are some other guys not having a good season?
Besides your team, although you do have more no's off to a great start, it just seems there's a lot of third basemen that are just not even hitting 200. Some well-known names, Santana, Lowry, these guys are under 200. They, you know, were predicted to hit around 275 with 25 homers, and they're just really struggling out of the gate.
Santana is on my team, by the way.
Yes, he is.
Now, Brett Lowry seems like he's been hitting better lately. I've noticed him hitting a couple home runs.
Yeah, he's got 5 on the year, but you know, that batting average, he's still under 200, and he's still, you know, going 1 for 5 sometimes with a homer. You know, that'll get you an RBI or two, but keep that average low.
As a Carlos Santana owner, I would take that out of Carlos Santana.
Yes. And you know who's leading the third baseman in batting average is 35-year-old Juan Uribe.
Dodgers,
yes.
That is, everything's turned upside
down. That's right,
then.
With 4 home runs to boot, so he's doing pretty well.
I actually never thought the White Sox should have gotten rid of Juan Uribe. To me, he was the best utility infielder I've ever seen because he could play defense at second, short, or third. Almost at a gold glove caliber. He had a great arm, was a great fielder at every position, and he'd hit with power every once in a while. He'd usually hit 240 or 250, but he'd come up with clutch plays. I thought he was a great utility guy, and they didn't have anybody for a long time to fill in.
Yeah, he's a good piece of a puzzle for a team to do well in a given year. He could play a lot of positions. So.
Right. And he always looks like when he'd walk up to the plate, he always looked like he just got out of bed, like his shirt would be half tucked out. And that's the type of guy you want on your ball club coming off the bench.
That's right, Juan Uribe.
Juan Uribe. Well, we'll get to before the break here. We were just looking up the Friday. I checked the newspaper, and the top 3 batting averages in the top 10, which means nothing now, but they were all White Sox. I'm like, are you kidding me? And it was Vicieto, Tyler Flowers, and Alexei. Okay, which not one of them you would ever expect. But then we're looking to see who's the top 10 now. Tyler Flowers, they no longer even have him listed on MLB.com. So for all you Tyler Flowers fans out there, he's hitting .388 with 1 homer, 8 RBIs. He does have a weird stat line here. 67 at bats. He's got 26 hits and 24 strikeouts. So basically, if he hits it, it's a hit.
Maybe
so.
MLB thought it was a typo that he was actually hitting that. Yeah, so they needed to double check it before they posted it.
He's not hitting 388. It's got to be 188. Let's not put him in there. Okay, it's time for a short break. The number here is 312-332-3776. I'm Tom Morgan with Vince Clementi of ERC Delivery and Bill Huggins of Huggins and Scott Auctions. We're on till 8 a.m. We're taking your questions about the value of your collectibles. So give us a call, 312-332-3776, and we'll try to help you out. Hang in there. We'll be right back.
Tune in Sunday mornings at 7 for Sports Collecting with Tom Morgan, sponsored by ERCDelivery.com and Huggins and Scott Auctions.
The Great Bambino!
On ESPN Chicago and ESPNChicago.com.
We're back. I'm Tom Morgan with Vince Clementi of ERC Delivery, Bill Huggins of Huggins and Scott Auctions, and our producer Adam Abdallah. We're on every Sunday morning from 7 to 8 a.m. Central Time, taking your questions about the value of your collectibles. It can be sports, pop culture, political items, whatever you might have. Give us a call at 312-332-3776 if you have an item you think might be valuable, and we'll try to help you out with what we think the current auction value would be of that item. Or you can tweet me an item at my Twitter ID is TCrownTom. See, Vince, that was no problem at all.
You did well.
At Twitter ID TCrownTom, send me an item. If we use it on the show, you get in the drawing, and we're giving away a box of 2012 Leaf Ultimate Golf with three autographs per box. I had customers come in this week to Triple Crown in Naperville, my shop in Naperville, and we're asking about they had been at the Cubs 100-year anniversary game, and they were asking about the jerseys, programs. One guy brought in a ticket. One guy had said he had bought three of the jerseys. They're in a 1914 Cubs design. Really neat stuff. It looks like the jerseys are going for $45 to $65 on eBay. Not bad. The ticket, the one the guy brought in, he told me the one he had was for season ticket holders only. It was like a bigger plastic thing, really cool looking thing. I saw one of those go for $35. Did you see anything else, Vince?
I saw a jersey go for $62. I was curious, how much did he pay for the jersey? Did he say what he paid for the jersey?
I think they gave away the jerseys to everybody who came in.
Okay.
That's why he said he went out and bought a couple more tickets and I think he ended up getting three total jerseys. But if anybody was at the Cubs game, the 100-year anniversary game, if that's not right, give us a call and let us know.
They had some cool introductions on that. You know, I think I was at your shop.
Yeah, when
they,
Ernie Banks and Billy Williams and those guys, and I guess Sayers and Butkus were there. I didn't quite get. I thought they'd have 100 guys, or they'd have all Hall of Famers. They had a. It was kind of random.
Wide range of different guys. Bobby Dunier was there, who played
Milt
a big
Pappas.
Role on the 84 team. Yeah,
yeah, Milt Pappas with the classic no-hitter perfect game. I was thinking about that night. Wouldn't you like to have had the pitch track going, or if you could go back in time and look at the video of that, if they could put the pitch track on it? Remember, Milt Pappas had the perfect game going, two outs in the ninth. I think it was a 3-2 count on a guy, and he thought he had the guy struck out, and the umpire called a ball on it, walked him, and Milt was yelling at him.
Yep.
Here he's got a no-hitter going, one guy left. He was yelling at him even after the last out, and it was a no-hitter. He was still, and he actually called into our show a few years ago. He was still mad at the umpire.
Bruce Fromming.
Yeah, Bruce Fromming. That's right. That's right. Yep. He was still mad at him.
Now that emotion comes out, perfect game.
But I'd love to see a pitch track of that. Now, I don't know how they do that pitch track, but if they could go back and look at video and add that pitch track to it now, I'd like to see where
that'd
pitch
be cool.
was. The Riverview guy is on the line. What do you have today, Riverview guy?
Hi, guys. Hey, Green Lantern's a hard act to follow, and I love his Rodney Dangerfield.
Yes.
Commander Al Worden of one of the Apollo missions was a guest at the Motorola guest speaker, and I got the itinerary signed by him. And also, I've got two balls I bought through Sears Collectibles. I've got Cal Ripken Jr. I've got Robin Ventura's favorite guy, Nolan Ryan, is on another ball.
I think those are the Ripken and Ryan balls are both in the 75 to 100 range. Bill Huggins, that I don't think that commander is that valuable on a program like that. What would be the best thing for, if you had an astronaut sign something, Bill, what do you think would be the best thing to have him sign?
Well, probably a single sign baseball.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking too. That Riverview guy, if you're ever going to get another astronaut, try to get a single sign baseball from him. That would be cool. Wouldn't you? Have you ever seen the first man on the moon, Neil Armstrong, a single sign baseball of him?
No, I don't think I have.
I don't think I have either.
Yeah, that would be quite an item.
I heard a story that he was more of a willing signer for people for a while. Then he saw what some of his stuff was going for on eBay, and then he stopped signing. I don't know if that's
really
true or not, but that's a story.
What do you think, Bill? A single signed baseball of Neil Armstrong would go for? Any guess on that? If it was all, you know, legit.
Legit with all the proper paperwork.
Yep.
Vince, you got to be talking 5,000 plus.
Nice. That's what exactly. I was thinking when you said that. I was thinking probably $5,000. Yeah, I bet it would.
I'm sure one exists somewhere out there. You know,
I've seen some.
I would think so. You know, somebody probably. Yeah.
Okay, that's the hunt. People, look in your attics, look in your basements,
under floorboards.
Yeah,
you know?
Go find a Neil Armstrong single sign baseball. Okay. You'll be like, wait a minute, I might have one of those, and then the house gets torn apart. Anthony from Wrigleyville, what do you have today, Anthony?
Yeah, how you doing? Yeah, I have a couple things from Wrigley Field. I have one thing that I think is original. It's sort of like a collage. It's a like a colored pencil. There's like 8 or 12 different things that are like there's a drawing of Steve Stone and Harry Carey. There's a drawing of like a cemetery plot where it says rest in peace, and this was given to Harry Carey. It's like 8 different drawings on one paper, okay? I have that. And then also, too, I have, the tabletops that they had at Wrigley Field for the sports bars, where they had it was like an inch of that poly, and within the table, there's like the 1800 scorecards, there's baseball cards, there's tickets, and they're all like in the 1800s.
You have one of those?
Yes. Actually, I have 2 tabletops and that one collage.
Okay, the tabletops still have all that stuff in it?
Yes, yeah. Yeah.
Oh, you got to send us a picture of that, Bill. What do you think? What do you think of that?
Well, actually, Anthony, I would be surprised if what they put in those things was not reprints.
Gotcha. Okay.
You know, just because I doubt that the team would, or whoever was putting that bar together, would have spent the type of money it would have taken to buy those items originally to have them then, for lack of a better way to say it, ruined when you laminate them. But the reprint would do the exact same thing, probably be nicer to display and still give the same effect to it.
Right.
We had years ago the gentleman Mike O'Hara, who started Champions, used to come into my store back in the early 80s, and he's probably the one who came up with that idea of putting these cards and pieces of memorabilia into the bar and to tables and stuff like that and laminating them and stuff. And he would buy thousands and thousands of cards to do that with, but he'd always buy beat up cards or cards with a corner torn off because the way they would lay the stuff in there, it would allow for the effect, but you didn't have to spend a ton of money on that.
Mm-hmm.
But I would still think if the fact that this thing was something in the Wrigley Field and stuff like that, I can't imagine if it could be traced to that you're, somebody wouldn't be a buyer of several hundred dollars or more, if not, depending on what it all depicted.
Anthony, if you can, I'd love to have you send me a picture of that. My Twitter ID's T-Crown Tom, if you know how to do it, if you're on Twitter and know how to do it. If you can send me a picture of those tabletops, I'd like to get that posted on Twitter and let people be able to see that.
Okay, great. Fantastic.
All right, thanks, Anthony.
Okay, thanks a lot. Take it.
Next on the line, we have Alan from Aurora. What's new, Alan?
Good morning.
Hi.
I have an NFL Duke football that's autographed by Jimmy Brown, Franco Harris, and Gale Sayers.
Whoa, wow. That's a good trio. Sayers, Jimmy Brown, and Franco Harris on an official football.
Right. My dad worked for Wilson Sporting Goods at the time, and he got him to autograph it for a sick child. and that was returned to me in the last 4 or 5 years.
I'm thinking 300 or 400, Bill. Are you with me on that, or you? What do you
think? Yeah, I was going to say 300 to 500 or something in that range. You know, all three of those guys, fortunately, are still alive. Unfortunately, for the value of their autographs, and you know, but no, you can't. You almost couldn't pick a better trio than that.
As far as great running backs from the 50s, 60s, 70s, I suppose you could add. Like one top running back from the 80s, 90s, 2000s, if you wanted to add to it, you know, all Hall of Fame type guys, if you wanted to keep the theme going with it. But
I was wondering about that because I was wondering if that would devalue it or add value to it.
Well,
I think, Alan, it would add value. If you put like Emmitt Smith, Barry Sanders,
right.
Adrian Peterson, guys like that, you get it into, you know, a dozen or more Hall of Fame, you know, first ballot running backs. I think that's a better item than the way it would be right now.
I agree. I think so. What about O.J. Simpson? Maybe not O.J. Okay. Forget
O.J. How about we leave him off?
Okay. Go for the other guys you mentioned. Forget O.J. All right. Now that leads me to an item that's in the June Huggins and Scott auction. These items you'll be able to see at HugginsandScott.com. I think they'll start listing them tomorrow night on their website. But Josh sent me a couple links to items. There's a ball signed by 7 1927 New York Yankees. So at the time, they weren't able to get the whole team. But they did get Ruth, Gehrig, Lazzari. So they got some good guys on it. And having Ruth and Gehrig, I mean, that's huge. Now, what do you think of the value of that, Bill, compared to the value of an item if it was just Ruth and Gehrig, or if you had the entire team? Like, how would you rank those three items value-wise?
Well, I mean, the team ball, I believe, from 27 Yankees would sell for more than any of those other combinations. Other than a team ball from probably the 27 Yankees, I think your Ruth Gehrig ball, depending on the strength of the signatures, if all that's equal, would probably be your second best. And then a group of the teams would be, or a group of guys would probably be third best. I mean, the one we have is probably going to sell in the $4,000 to $8,000 range, somewhere in there. As far as strength of signatures, there's varying degrees of signatures and stuff like that.
Yeah. Yeah, it sounded like kind of mid-grade type signature should be. That's a cool ball for a Yankee fan, though, that's for sure. And you can see that at HugginsandScott.com. The June auction starts, I believe, June 2nd. We have Dolly from West. Okay.
There you go.
Rogers, West Rogers Park. Dolly, what do you have today?
Okay, so I went to the 100th year Cubs game on Wednesday, so... The tickets. So right after the game, there were people like buying them off for $10. So
yeah,
they should be going.
Did you get one of the jerseys? Did they just give them to you if you bought a ticket?
Yeah, for first 30,000 fans got the jersey.
That's what I thought. Yeah,
and I also have one of the tickets.
What did you think of the jersey? How did it look in person?
It looks pretty nice. It's Scheifele, so. Big C and says Feds on it.
You gonna keep it? You gonna sell it, or what are you gonna do with it?
I'm keeping it for now.
That sounds good.
So yeah. Also,
okay.
Also, I have a full 792 card packs from like 80, 88, 89, 90, and 91
of Tops.
Yeah.
Yeah, unfortunately, that's probably the most overproduced era of Topps cards, so there's not a lot of value to those. But, you know, I suppose you could hang on to them at this point. You've had them that long. Now there's a debate. Adam doesn't think that they would have given out 30,000 jerseys. But, Adam, I honestly think I think they might have given
out.
No,
they did. They did. Oh, yeah. I was confirming it.
Oh, okay. You are confirming that. Okay, yeah, because I thought... When I first heard it was 30,000, I thought, did they really give out 30,000 jerseys? But they did, which that will keep the value down. But people will start wearing them, using them up. The guys,
I mean, they're not spending money on players, so. Yeah.
We know that.
They're buying cakes. They're giving out jerseys. Anything but players.
You know, I'm curious about something, Tom. Why would they have that anniversary date during April when it's cold and you have some of these older Hall of Famers and these older players? Why wouldn't they do it in a little bit more weather-friendly
month? Well, it was
month,
the actual day that it opened.
Oh, okay. All right,
so
gotcha.
It was the 100-year anniversary of it open.
That very day. Okay.
And probably in 2 more years, they'll be doing some more goofy stuff like this if they're still rebuilding.
The 102nd anniversary.
No, well, it is. But that'll be the 100th anniversary of when the Cubs actually moved in there and played.
Okay.
I think the first year the Cubs weren't actually there. Gotcha. Okay, it's time for another short break. We're on till 8 a.m. Central Time. Call us at 312-332-3776 with a question about the value of your item. We're on till 8. We'll try to give you our best estimate of what we think it might sell for, or you can tweet me an item at TCrownTom, and if we use it, you'll get in the drawing. We're giving away a box of Leaf Ultimate Golf from 2012. So hang in there. We'll be right back, folks.
Now, back to Sports Collecting with Tom Morgan.
We're back. I'm Tom Morgan with Vince Clemente of ERC Delivery, Bill Huggins of Huggins and Scott Auctions, and our producer, Adam Abdallah. We're on every Sunday morning from 7 to 8 a.m. Central Time, taking your questions about the value of your collectibles. Give us a call at 312-332-3776, and you'll get in the drawing for, we're giving away a box of 2012 Leaf Ultimate Golf, which ERC Delivery will deliver free of charge to the winner. And also, you can tweet me an item. TCrownTom is my Twitter ID. If we use that on the show, you also get in the drawing. Here's an item on Twitter going back to when I did the show before for quite a few years, and it was on Saturday mornings. Mark says, for history of the show, whatever happened to the autos, that guy that found Eddie Seacott and Lefty Williams? If this is the story I think he's talking about, a guy was at, I think he went to a garage sale, or it might have been at an antique store, bought an old book, and in that book were two checks made out from Comiskey to two different Black Sox players.
You know,
nice. Just regular payroll checks. And they ended up going in auction. I think those two checks together went for a total of about 10 to 15 grand, if I remember right.
Nice day for
that
garage sales.
That was an interesting story, yeah. Now, everybody, head out to those
That's
garage
right.
sales. But
follow the arrows.
Bill, do you get guys, Bill Huggins, do you get guys very often that come in and say, hey, we picked this up at a garage sale or an antique store, and it turns out they have something really valuable? Do you see that often?
More so than that is these guys who, they get them at these storage locker sale things. You know,
really?
Like you see on the TV show, where they buy, you know,
Storage Wars, I think it's called.
Yeah, Storage Wars, where people leave their thing, don't pay for it, and they just pop the door on it, and they sell you the whole thing for whatever, and then you root through it and find whatever the hell's in there. And I have had several guys, who have brought me stuff where they pay $250. One guy, I know we got him over $50,000.
Oh,
he had in there.
Whoa.
He had coins. He had the original run of TV Guides. He had cards. He had old science kits with all the molecules or all the minerals and stuff. It was ridiculous.
Well, I love those science kits. Well, TV Guides, when did they start, Bill? What year were those?
I think they were early to mid-50s.
And those have value, huh?
Oh, yeah, some of them. Huh. Quite a bit.
So I guess it would depend, just kind of like Sports Illustrated, who's on the cover would help the value?
That's always a big selling point.
Yeah, okay, well, that's interesting. Jimmy from the West Side has been patiently waiting. Welcome to the show, Jimmy. What do you have?
How you doing, guys?
Good.
So I was, first of all, I was at the Wrigley 100th anniversary, and yeah, it was 30,000 jerseys. They're cool because it's got the feds on it. You know, it doesn't say Cubs. It says the Federals. It's really sweet.
Neat. That is cool.
Yeah. So anyway, I got this pretty interesting item. It's a contract between the Yankees and the Red Sox for Babe Ruth. And I got it at a charity auction for the American Cancer Society. It's got some paperwork to it, but I'm not, really sure about the provenance. It's just really cool because it's got comments like red lines from Babe Ruth and his lawyers you know, for like travel and relocation expense. Everything's redlined, like the amount. And it says it's one of like 20 copies of it. I just don't know, but yeah. It's really pretty slick, and it's got a signed picture of Bambino on the other side. So, what do you think of that?
If it's legit, Bill, hey, first off, do you know of those being reprints or phonies or?
Oh, they made lots of copies of those things. Yeah. If it's real, I think the real one did sell for $300,000 or $400,000 or $500,000 or more.
Okay, Jimmy, pick yourself up off the floor. Yours probably isn't real.
Yeah, no. It's not the original. It even says it's one of the copy of the contracts. But
yeah.
It does have paperwork with it. It's really pretty slick. Even if it's a copy, it's
pretty
neat.
Oh, it's a gorgeous display item. Absolutely. Yeah.
Sure. What did you pay for it?
$500.
Yeah. Was it in a frame when you got it?
Oh, yeah, it's beautifully framed, and it's got, as I said, I don't know the provenance, but it's definitely pretty cool in my office. People always comment on it. I was always just curious what it's worth. Yeah. Hey, I also have a NBA basketball signed by Pippen and Jordan. I'm wondering, what's something like that worth?
Oh, I love that duo. You know who if you can't get a whole team on there, myself, what I'd also like to get on there would be Phil Jackson if I had Pippen and Jordan. And you'd like to try to get the whole team, but I think just the two of them, you're probably looking at a maybe 600 to a grand, depends how nice it is, but I love that ball.
Great. Yeah,
that would be something I definitely would want.
You guys are awesome. Thanks, man. Have a great day.
Thank you, Jimmy. Next on the line, we have Rob from Romeoville. What's new, Rob?
Hello, how are you?
Doing well.
I've got HIPAA regulations, 4 x-rays of a couple famous Chicago.
Well, wait a minute. What I know about some things, a lot of things, but I don't know what HEPA regulations are. This is for X-rays being able to sell them. Or?
It's the newfangled privacy rules for medical. But anyway, the early '80s, I had a friend who worked for a radiology department at Northwestern, and I've got a Jim McMahon shoulder X-ray. I've got a Walter Payton knee. I've got a Jose Cardinal wrist. It's a Rick Butte chest x-ray.
Do you have one of my ankle or shoulders in there? I had work done on those a few times in the early 80s.
Yeah, it's got their official, like the little bar they put with their name, the date, and all that other kind of stuff on it inside the x-ray. And I actually sold in 1986 2 x-rays to Eddie Gold's wife, and I know Eddie Gold passed away. And she said that's something he never would have, so she gave me some money from him then. I was just wondering what they might be worth now since I still have 4.
Bill Huggins, are you allowed to sell that stuff now?
Well, gosh, Tom, I don't know. Rob, I mean, how long have you had these? Since about 1981 and 79 to 81.
Well, I mean, there's possibility that the statute of limitations has run out as far as ownership and selling, in which case, they're yours and you can do with what you want. I mean, there's no thing on there where there's their social security number or anything like that on there, right?
It's just got their name and the date and the hospital ID type of thing.
Well, if you could sell them, Bill, any idea of the value?
Boy, gosh, pick a number.
Payton and McMahon.
Did you sell the other one for, Rob?
I sold them each one worth $150 each. She said she doesn't know the value either. She just knows that's something Eddie Gold wouldn't have had.
Hmm.
Right. I would venture to say that if that's what you got for those, that the Payton and McMahon and the other guys may be, at least that, if not more,
Yeah, I would think Payton would probably be more. Yeah, that's kind of interesting, but I guess we'd have to look into that as far as the legalese on that whole thing. On what you can and can't sell when it comes
call
to
call a lawyer, make sure before you sell it.
Yes. Ralph from St. Charles is on the line. What do you have there, Ralph?
Yes, I have a couple of photos here, signed autographs from Marty Robbins and Telly Savalas.
Telly Savalas signed photo, I'm thinking probably in the $50 range. You couldn't pay me to take a Marty Robbins, I don't think. Ralph. Hey, I got somebody sent me a 1969 Cubs sign ball question on Twitter. If you send me something on Twitter, send me a picture with it too, because with a Cubs sign ball. Bill, if that's in good shape, those are probably a couple $100?
For what?
A 1969 Cubs sign ball, $200-$300 maybe?
Oh, Boy, I mean, if you've got everybody on that ball, I want to say we've sold those more like 500 to 1,000. That's a real popular team.
Yeah. Yeah, okay.
That's, unfortunately, and for the wrong reason,
yeah,
you know,
is,
gosh.
It's just
you
so
know,
tied into
great,
just the, you know, well, yeah, and then they
losing,
kind of
you
blew
know,
it that year.
Yeah, black cat, everything, you
we
know.
We were talking about, there's an article in the Sun-Times today from Gordon Wittenmeyer talking about how, well, Garza has some really, he's not happy with the whole, the way things went with the Cubs, but they're talking about when the guys do leave the Cubs now, basically like they escaped from, you know, the cell block or whatever. I can see doing this whole rebuild, getting the young talent in, but you don't want to take it to the point where the veterans can't wait to get out of there. Or everybody's just trying to abandon ship. You got to get a better attitude going than that. You got to start building, getting a couple veterans with winning attitudes and start the winning attitude going here. We were talking about Friday. Everybody was saying yesterday, wow, what a great day for Chicago sports on Friday. The Blackhawks win a close game. The Bulls win a close game. The White Sox win on a grand slam by this great young player, Jose Abreu. Oh, yeah, and the Cubs lost, but who cares? That's what they're trying to do anyway. They got to change that attitude. They got to start, like, right now
with that.
It's like
they have a reputation for losing, and it's become a culture now. It's part of their culture, and it's really too bad.
I don't understand why this new group is allowing that. I just don't get it. I don't get that. I get the rebuild. I get restocking with young guys. I just don't get that. Mark from Lockport's on the line. What do you have, Mark?
I've got a baseball signed by Mike Trout, Josh Hamilton, and Albert Pujols. Those are the only three signatures on it.
From the Angels. So I guess if you can't get a whole team signed ball, I would probably keep those three. I would think Hamilton still has a Hall of Fame shot. I mean, he started late. But
he was off to a great start this year, too, before he got hurt.
Yeah, he was. So I would try to turn that into a team signed ball. But with those three, I actually would like it better if it was just Trout and Pujols myself. But since you have Hamilton, you probably ought to try to get the team. But what do you think with the three of those, Bill, on one ball?
Well, my feeling would be, like you said, either hold it or try and fill it in. But, I mean, as it sits right now, I can't imagine – people wouldn't pay, you know, a couple hundred bucks for it.
Yeah, I was thinking maybe even a little, maybe 300-400. If it was just Pujols and Trout, I think you're a good 300-400. And Hamilton, I don't know if that maybe hurts it just a bit. But try to get the team. Mark, you a big Angels fan?
No, you know, but my son, he's best friends, and his friend was a ball boy for him. So he was able to get me those autographs on a baseball because I'm a big fan.
Wow.
So.
Well, you know what? If you should try to get some game-used bats, game-used jerseys from those guys. Then you're talking big-time friendship there, Mark.
Yeah, I'll have to put that word in.
Yeah.
Thanks, guys.
Right, okay.
ERC will pick it up for you, too, if
ERC
needed.
Yeah, ERC will
we'll send a guy.
Out.
That's right.
If you get all you need is a couple of the game-used
that's
items.
Right. We'll go anywhere.
ERC delivery, on-demand delivery, anywhere in the Chicagoland area
that's
for
right.
sure, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We'll go anywhere.
Even going northwest Indiana.
Well, we're licensed to go anywhere in the United States. So
a lot of times
we're running something hot out to Ohio. Somebody needs something right away. So
if it's a good enough item where it's valuable enough, why not, huh?
Yep.
Well, if he's got a Trout jersey, Huggins and Scott will be flying to L.A.
Yeah. And you'll buy a jet to go out
Bill
there.
Bill, you'll have to auction for it, give him the highest price on it to get it, you know.
David from Wakanda, really quick here, David. What do you have? It sounds like a neat item.
I've got a gold Hall of Fame jacket. It's got from Ollie Matson. It's got his name embroidered inside. It says 1984 in it, and it was made by Hamilton. I guess Hamilton made the jackets at one time, and they're the ones who've been doing the Masters jackets for years.
Oh, very cool. Bill, have you had something like that in an auction?
Now, David, is this the jacket that was given to him when he was inducted?
It's his jacket. They didn't start giving out the jackets to the inductees till like 79, but all the previous inductees, they made them jackets. And what happened is, whenever they wanted a new jacket, they would give them a new jacket, and whenever they would change the like design, they would give them a new jacket. So all I can see is Hamilton made them a short time, because now Hager makes it. But yeah, this was given to him.
Wow. gosh, that could be a very neat item. I mean, you know, related to a player like that, I would think you've got to be talking, you know, 500, 1,000, and maybe more.
Are you thinking of selling it, David?
I just bought it on eBay a couple months ago for like $375. So.
Okay, well, if you think you want Huggins to auction it for you, contact Bill Huggins at Huggins at Scott Auctions.
Thank you.
Okay, very good. Okay, we've got a couple more items here that the Twitter items I can't get to. We'll try to use them next week. So you can tweet me, T Crown Tom, during the week an item. If we use it on the show, you'll get in the drawing. It's time to do the drawing for the box of 2012 Leaf Ultimate Golf. Vince Clementi from ERC Delivery. Do the drawing. Tell us who won.
All right. The winner this week is going to be Alan from Aurora.
Alan from Aurora. Very good.
So email me, Vince at ercdelivery.com. I'll get back to you. Set up a delivery at your convenience at no charge.
Okay. Very good. Don't forget now the Huggins and Scott auctions. The June auction starts June 2nd. The item should be up on the HugginsandScott.com website starting tomorrow night. You can go to tcrowntom.com. I've got a neat item ending today, a Harper Puig double booklet from America's Pastime, double patched, number 3 of 3, if you're a fan. Hopefully Bryce Harper's thumb is okay after that head first slide. I think he got an MRI on that. That would tie right in with the injuries.
This whole season, yes.
Oh, my gosh. So have a great week, everybody. Thanks for listening. We'll be back next Sunday from 7 to 8 a.m. Central Time every Sunday. Have a great week.